The Gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Second reading is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 9. Final exhortations. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. That's the end of the reading. Thanks be to God.
I should be on Strictly Come Dancing, I know, but to hold myself back a little bit there. Thank you very much. Be let down a wee bit. Wouldn't it be great to have a life that was just full of peace? Just like that. Silence. And no worry whatsoever. Probably having a laugh, aren't we? Life's just full of worries every single day. And it's written from Jesus. He's speaking to a crowd, pretty much like us, who are coming to try and understand, fathom a little bit about life. And life with something beyond life itself in God. And Jesus understands the human heart and the human condition. And he knows what worry does to people. And worry is a crippling thing. The thing is, we worry every day. If you're a parent, you worry about your children. Even if you're 70 years old and your children are 50, you still worry about them. And your children worry about you. We worry about our bills. We worry about money. worry about planning for our holidays. You worry about Burnley Football Club. I think they're going down. You might worry about the weather. You might worry about what to wear, what food you're going to eat. We worry all the time. And the thing about worry, it's very negative. And it's like the jar or the glass is half empty. It puts stress on us. It cripples us. It puts pressure on us. And when it comes to a chronic state of worry, it becomes anxiety. And we suffer with it. It's a burden upon us, but we can't help it. We're born to worry. And Jesus knows this. And he looks into our lives and says, look, if you're just trying to get through one day, then just take that on board and deal with it. Don't worry about tomorrow. If you worry about tomorrow, then you're going to worry about the next day, the next day, the next week, next month, the whole year. And the whole pressure that accumulated together upon your shoulders is too much for you. I'm pretty sure Jesus is saying the same about yesterday and the day before yesterday, last week, last month, the year before. We worry about these things endlessly. Our whole time is wrapped up in worry. And so Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow's got enough problems of its own. Just try and work it out today. So that is everything about worry. And you could add to that what worry means to you, how it affects you, how it affects your sleep, how it affects your eating, how it affects your relationships, how it affects you getting up in the morning and going back to bed. We worry all the time. I worry for you. I worry for myself. I get up in the morning and think, crikey, that's my day ahead. How am I going to get through it sometimes? Or I think, yesterday, I really messed that up, but I can't let go of it. I keep worrying about it. I worry all the time. But if worry is all that, then perhaps the antithesis, the very opposite of worry, is that peace. That peace we long for. That peace we desire. If you had a choice to have peace in our lives rather than worry, we would choose peace. Of course we would. John Lennon once said that if everybody asked for peace, if everybody asked for peace instead of a television set, there'd be peace. I thought, that's actually quite clever, isn't it? I suppose the illustration of the television set, just like Jesus' gospel, which he used the idea of the birds, the flowers of the fields, the food we need, the clothes we need to wear, an illustration of everything that we're worried about that we need in our lives. And it's not surprising that we don't have that eternal, deep, long-lasting peace. So how do we find peace in our life today? So I know Gerard and Sally would love to say to Lucy, look, you're going to have a life of peace. You will never, ever have to worry. And that's a worry, because that's never going to happen in Lucy's life. Gerard knows that, Sally knows that. And as parents, they know that they're destined for a lifelong journey of worrying about Lucy. What's she got in her mouth? A toothbrush. Why not? A toothbrush, that's great. So Paul, that's his letter to the Philippians in the second letter, tries to help us understand what peace means to him. Because he gets it from Jesus. He understands it and says, ah, that's what it is. And so Paul's writing when he's in chains, he's in prison in Rome. And he's visited Philippi, and he knows what the people are like, and they're struggling to understand faith in God. And so he writes to them and says, look, you know, when you're anxious, when you're struggling with things, all you have to do is come before God in prayer and say, Lord, I'm struggling with this. I don't understand it. Or it's hurting me. It's breaking me. It's crippling me. It's bothering me. It's distracting me. And the idea is that when you bring it to God in prayer, then he helps us work through that worry. He might take it away from us. He might not. But the promises of Jesus is that he'll always be with us. So he'll walk through us through those worries to completion. And therefore, that we will still worry. Jesus didn't say, don't ever, ever worry. He knows we will. But he says, just manage it, a worry at a time, and I'll be with you, and I'll help you through it. And so Paul says, rejoice then. In your worries, rejoice that the Lord is with you. In your heart, rejoice. And bring everything to God in prayer and petition. In your heart, rejoice. And that lasting peace of God will always be with you. It will guard your hearts and it will guard your lives. And really the important central message of Jesus talking to his people, he says that if God cares so much about those flowers, if he cares so much about the birds in the air, how much more is he going to care about you? And there's nobody in this world, there's nobody in this room this morning that Jesus doesn't know about your life. And whether you know him or not, whether you love him or not, or acknowledge him or not, he still loves you and he still cares about you. And I think what Jesus is saying is that he didn't just share your worries alone on your own. I'm there for you. But he also says that he puts into this world family and friends. So if you're struggling to have a faith in Jesus, let me encourage you to share your worries with your mates, with your family. And who knows, in turn, they want to share their worry with you. It's all about preparing each other to recognize that we're never going to have a full day of peace. And for me, it seems that worry will always find us. Worry will always find us. But we've got to go and find the peace. And so I suppose to understand your enemies being your worry is to then try and work that partnership out with worry and peace. That if you've got worry by your side, also you can find that peace. And that peace might just be that you lean on each other. So don't worry. Be happy. You know that God is with you every day. Your mates are there every day. And the whole point of coming together for this special event for Lucy and her baptism is to remind her that the light of Christ will be with her for the rest of her day and for the rest of her life.